judgment. With a final glissando of triumph, Apollo turned to the jury of muses. Sweet sisters, it is not for me to say, it is of course for you to decide. To whom do you award the palm of victory? Marcius was out of control now. Humiliation and a burning sense of injustice drove him to turn on the judges. They can't be impartial. They are your aunts or your stepsisters or some such incestuous thing. They are family. They will never dare to— Hush, Marcius, pleaded a Maenad. Don't listen to him, great god Apollo, urged another. He's hysterical. He's good and honourable. He means well. It did not take the muses long to confer and to announce the results. We unanimously declare, said Euterpe, that Apollo is the winner. Apollo bowed and smiled sweetly. But what he did next might make you forever think less of this golden and beautiful god, the melodious Apollo of reason, charm, and harmony. He took Marcius and flayed the skin off him. There is no nice way of saying it. To punish him for his hubris in daring to challenge an Olympian, he peeled the skin from the living body of the screaming satyr and hung it on a pine tree as a lesson and warning to all. Now, if you really cannot stomach the idea of such cruelty from an otherwise so admirable god, you might prefer another reading of the story. The Hungarian philologist and mythographer Károly Karényi, one of the great pioneers of the study of Greek myth, pointed out that satyrs customarily dressed themselves in pelts of animal skin. He maintains that what Apollo actually did was confiscate the hide from Marcius so that he had to go naked. That was all. The punishment was no greater than that. This is an amiable and convincing interpretation, but not one that generations of artists ever believed. The flaying of Marcius became a favourite subject for painters, poets, and sculptors. For some, his tale echoes the fate of Prometheus, a symbol of the artist-creator's struggle to match the gods, or of the gods' refusal to accept that mortal artists can outdo the divine. One version of the myth maintains it was a capricious and sulky Apollo who challenged the gifted Marcius, not the other way around, making the fable more about divine jealousy than mortal hubris.